Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Aaron Murphy, another edition of Clamp Chat, and it is finally time to get Reed Petrick on here. And it's been quite a journey, Reed. I mean, from talking to you and saying, would you like to come over this way? And all the way from Edmonton, Alberta, to the guys were on a road trip, you're in the hotel, and now you're finally in your apartment and all that. So it feels like it's been a long journey, yet here you are playing. Talk a little bit about the whole process of getting here.
Yeah, well, I was just kind of looking for a contract, and you guys were good enough to give me a shot, and I'm just happy to be here.
When you look back at those moments where you're racing for the airport and hoping your sticks and your equipment show up to a couple of goals in your debut in purple, it has been a bit of a wild ride.
Yeah, definitely. I was definitely excited about the first game, and I'm happy it went really well, and we got that win, and I ended up producing a little bit, so that's just a cherry on top.
And you're in your apartment now, you and Matt Barry, and there's a guy too as well that we brought in here. He had a little bit of bad luck, but once he's back on the ice, it'll be fun to watch you guys kind of team up as roommates as well. Talk a little bit about the last few years, because off camera you and I were saying, like, you understand Matt Barry's situation because you had a little bit of bad luck in Norway and such.
Yeah, well, my first year over in Europe, I was in Frisk Asker, and kept pulling my groin, and ended up needing surgery on my labrum, and they ended up kind of fixing something else, and it was a pretty big surgery, so I was out of the game for about 2.5 years, so I didn't really get to play, and it was pretty hard on me, and I finally got a full season last year, and the hip kind of took a little bit to kind of get back into playing shape, but I feel this year that it's kind of almost at that 100% or very, very close to the 100%, so it's feeling really good, and I'm excited to have a full season here.
212 games played in the American Hockey League, plenty of East Coast Hockey League experience, so very, very experienced campaigner. Tell me what you knew about the EIHL and about the Glasgow Clan, perhaps, and what your impressions are of the league since landing.
Well, I was even from the first practice, I was very impressed with the skill level. I know that I've talked to a couple friends about this league, and everybody keeps saying it keeps getting better and better, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
What about Jason Morgan and Jeff Batta as well? I mean, they were so excited to get you on the ice. And just talk about sort of you come in and the room and how you get acclimatized to a new team when you're kind of like 7 or 8 games behind.
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult coming in a couple games already done. But the guys have made it super easy for me. They're all super nice guys. And the coaching staff and literally the whole organization has been super nice to me. So it's been pretty easy so far.
And you look at the fan base. That's a passionate fan base. We had a big win on the road, 3-2 in overtime on Saturday. But we have to address it. I mean, 7-0 on Sunday. No one's happy about that. And I was certainly livid. I know the guys in the room are livid. So talk about a few days of practice. You know, you're back on the ice and you're getting ready for this weekend. Is it a case of you just got to kind of move on from that sort of? It's a bit of a punch in the gut. But you know, you're going to have a few games like that during a season.
Yeah, I think so. I think a game like that after having a couple wins is it's tough to swallow. But I think that like you said, you're gonna have a couple games like that during the season, and I think it's probably the best way to just kind of forget about it and move on and start working hard in practice and get ready for the next game.
Pace of practice was good this morning, I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It was a good pace, and people are working hard and competing. It was good practice.
We know it's been an emotional time, and we've paid tribute and honor the memory of Adam Johnson. That hits us all very hard as ex-players or staff, and certainly current players. I mean, talk about that. It has been an emotional time, but is it just one of those scenarios that the best way we can pay tribute is to get back to doing what Adam loved and what we all love?
Yeah, I think so. It was definitely super, super sad to hear about that. And it's good that the league kind of put in the mandate for neck guards. I think that's a smart play. And as long as we're kind of smart about that scenario. But yeah, it was just super sad. And I feel terrible about that and all the best to his family and friends.
Yeah, I think we're all thinking about Adam Johnson's family and the Nottingham Panthers, the Steelers as well. And it goes league-wide and it goes beyond that. It goes hockey-wide. On a positive note, though, when you get back to the rink and you're thinking about it as players, you get back to what you're doing. I think that's what Adam Johnson or Mike Hammond or any of the sort of the tragedies we've had in the last few months in the hockey world, that's where you have to kind of get back to. And for us, it's back to business, and we hope that both the Panthers and the Steelers will be back to business soon as well.
Yeah, I definitely think so. It's probably a little bit more tough for that team to kind of go through, but I think throughout the whole hockey world, everybody kind of bands together and kind of just feels bad for their family, like I said, and kind of have to get through it and just keep going on.
It's important to have good leadership. And when you walk into the Glasgow Clan dressing room for the first time, I was happy to meet you and all that. But I know Dyson Stevenson, Cody Soule, those guys would have welcomed you with open arms as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a couple characters in the room, which is awesome for any hockey team. But the leadership is awesome. And I think we have some of the best leaders in the league for sure.
You look at our power play as well. I mean, going into action last weekend, we're well over 50%, one of the top power plays or the top power play in league play going into the weekend. And you're a big part of that going forward. When you got put on that sort of flank side and your right-handed shot over there, like talk about the preparations on the power play and how did you feel comfortable right away?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's easy when you have a couple guys that you're playing with that are smart players and that know how to move the puck and can kind of find those little seam passes and move the puck really quick. So it was pretty easy to kind of step in on that flank and get some success.
Talk about the Purple Army a little bit, because they certainly will let you know when things are going well, and they're a very knowledgeable group. Our fan base, they'll let you know when it's not going well. So what's been experience at Brayhead Arena so far?
I was actually talking to my parents about this, and the first game was an awesome experience. The crowd is always seems to be really into it, and it was great to get that win. And I kind of told my parents it's gonna be cool for whenever they decide to come and visit. They're gonna love it.
It is a very knowledgeable fan base, and probably when you come over from Edmonton and you've played in the American Hockey League and you've been in Norway, you're wondering like what the hockey knowledge is, but those who like it really like it a lot, don't they? The fans that you've experienced.
Yeah, definitely. I think they know what they're watching and they obviously enjoy hockey and They seem to really enjoy to watching us play, and it's awesome.
You talk about characters in the room, and I know the guys like to get out and play a bit of golf. I mean, Scotland is known the world over as having great golf courses. Have you done anything to kind of get out and explore anywhere outside of Glasgow or in Glasgow?
I haven't done too much so far. I've been to a couple of restaurants and kind of looked around downtown, and I know the guys kind of went out the one night and got to see some live music, which was awesome. I haven't been out golfing yet, but I'm planning to, and I'll be excited for that. I know a lot of the guys golf on the team, so it'll be cool to kind of do that with them.
Yeah, be careful. Some of them will tell you they're not good golfers, and you might have a little wager, and then you'll realize a guy like Robert Lakovich is a very good golfer. So if you need any inside information, let me know, and I'll try and protect you in that regard. We do have a good group. There's been a little bit of inconsistency, and for the point of transparency here, there's a lot of new guys to the league like yourself. We're still awaiting Charlie Combs to get back in the lineup. We're hoping your roommate Matt Barry gets back in the lineup. No excuses, but you would assume that when these guys are back, and we're all hoping that there's good days ahead because we've got some great depth there, especially offensively.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you said, when those two guys get back, I think we're gonna have four really good lines, and depth is huge in hockey. So I think it'll be great for us, and hopefully we can string together some good wins.
Have you enjoyed our equipment manager, Big Red, Jamie Douglas? He is you talk about characters. He might be the biggest character in the room. And obviously, when you come over here and you need your new equipment and you need your sticks and all that, like how's that been?
I mean, so far everything's gone really smoothly. He definitely knows what he's doing, and it's definitely nice to have all the little treats and little things that he buys for the team, and that's definitely another little thing that he does, and yeah, no, it's awesome.
Well, look, we've got a big weekend ahead. Of course, we've got a home game against Fife. They're going to want revenge for the overtime loss last week, and then we've got a big cup game on Sunday. So, what's your feelings heading into the weekend, and what you're most excited for?
I'm just excited to kind of get back on the ice, and every game's been fun except for that kind of 7-0 loss. But I'm just excited to kind of get back on the ice and play with the guys, and I think it'll be a tough contest this weekend, but I think we'll be ready for it.
Well, Reed, I know you'll be ready for it. From what I watched at practice last week, you've settled in nicely, and the way you play with the puck is impressive. The way you play off the puck, just as impressive. So, the Glasgow Clan fans should be happy that Reed Petrick is in purple, and we await your roommate Matt Barry and Charlie Combs and all that. But for the weekend, best of luck. I think I'll see you on Sunday. I think I'm on the bus to Dundee as we head down there and try and make sure we're through to the knockout stages. So enjoy the next few days of practice, and thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat.
Awesome. Thank you.